Cape Talk.
Bob's Wire.
And Barbara Friedman is our guru when it comes to all things trending. So a very good morning to you, Barbara.
Good morning, Kino.
Now, New York City to ban discrimination based on hair.
You know, and I thought this was interesting because, you know, in South Africa, we've had our fair share of hair debacles and these poor girls in schools who've been harassed for the way they wear their natural hair. And, you know, those issues have come up over the last few years in particular. You would think in America that this wouldn't even be an issue legally. But in fact, nowhere in the country are there any protections against being discriminated and harassed, threatened or punished or demoted or even fired because of the texture and style of your hair. Now, New York this week has released these new guidelines that give legal recourse to individuals who have suffered in any of those ways, and quite a large punitive fine. But it's just kind of amazing to me that there's no legal precedent in federal court in America for the protection of hair. And you would actually think that there would be. So I suppose we're a bit ahead of the game on that one. Mm. And so now New Yorkers can maintain their natural hair in any way they like, cornrows, twists, braids, whatever. And there have been cases there where people have been discriminated in the workplace because of the way they wear their hair.
Yeah. I think if one just looks at the dynamics in the United States, it's the polar opposite of South Africa. You know, minorities here are not the same as the minorities in the United States. And therefore, I would imagine some of the weight put on issues like this would not have been, you know, as vehement as we've seen in this country. But anyway, let's move on to just days to go before the second summit. This is between North Korea, Kim Jong-un, and Donald Trump. And this will be in Hanoi in Vietnam. Now, a barber in that city is giving free haircuts to anyone wanting to copy their distinctive locks, although I think Kim is the only one who owns his.
You know, the thing is, their two famous terrible hairstyles have been in the news a lot over the last few years. I think there was someone who photoshopped Trump and Kim. Remember, they swapped their hairstyles. Yes. So the one, yeah. So anyway, this guy, he's not doing it in any malicious way, of course. He's a peace-loving man, and he's so excited about the summit that he's decided to give free haircuts. Inspired by these two. And, you know, it's happening in about 6 days' time, and there's so many journalists and officials descending on Hanoi. So he's offering free haircuts to anyone who wants a Donald Trump or a Kim Jong-un haircut. And I just thought that was quite funny.
It is, actually. So finally, a model's Freckless Spark, an online storm in China. Freckles.
Yeah.
Freckles. Is that Freckles? Okay, is that how you spell it? Okay.
You know, it's a really bizarre story. But it's got a very sort of quite a serious underpinning because, you know, are freckles beautiful? And in the modeling world, I mean, often you don't see freckles because they're often covered up with makeup. But interestingly, in China, it seems that there really is a culture of a smooth, pale skin without freckles, sans freckles. And this model, she's a very well-known model, Li Jingwen, has been modeling all over the world for many years. And she, Zara, the fashion house, published a recent fashion spread with her in her natural state showing her freckles. And Chinese social media went absolutely crazy. There was an absolute outrage and storm and abuse spreading under the hashtag insult to China, and people saying that in China we don't have freckles. Absolutely not. Everybody's spotless, pale, and perfect. And you're uglifying China were words that were used. It was shared, it was viewed, read more than 500 million times. I mean, you know, there are obviously a lot of people there. And now obviously people have come out defending her and saying, you know, really you need to rethink standards of beauty and what is beauty and ideals of beauty, because freckles are gorgeous.
Yeah.
But I thought it was an interesting debate that was raised by this. And she herself came out and said, you know, when she was young, she was so embarrassed by her freckles. Yeah. She used to cover them up all the time.
So basically,
it's about tolerance.
They want people to be freckless in China. Don't worry, bear with me. I'll be back to normal on Monday. But Barbara, thank you very much for that. That is Barbara Friedman there, just looking at some of the trending stories, not just here, but internationally with Barb's Wired.